We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Zayin, Paragraph Lamed Hey. V'zeh Bechinas Korbanos HaNesiim. What we've been learning till now is again tied into the sacrifices that the Nesiim used to bring on the on Chanukah, at the initiation ceremony for the Mishkan. Shehein Bechinas Tikun Emunas Chachamim. It's tied into the concept of correcting and perfecting our emunas chachamim. Sheboze toloi tikun kol habechinois hamvorim batoira chodi Reb Shimon Hanalim, which is the foundation for everything that was discussed in the chapter on the Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, Torah Samach Aleph. The foundation of the whole thing is emunas chachamim. And how if a person zocher to correct that, it affects every facet of Yiddishkeit, every part of Yiddishkeit, especially the specific topics he's speaking about there. V'zeh ka'aras kesef. It says there that in what the Nesiim brought, it was a plate of silver, upirish rashi, and it says there, ka'aras kesef achas, shloishim u'meya mishkola. Its weight was 130. And Rashi HaKodesh says, shemarameis al shnoisov shel odom arishon. It's the word ka'aras, is a remez to the number of years that Adam HaRishon lived. Shehoyo cha meyois ushloishim. He lived 930 years. The word ka'aras is 4, 6, 7, 70, 770, 850, and 80 is 930. Exactly. Ka'aras kesef is bigimatria 930. Exactly. Those two words, which is the number of years that Adam HaRishon lived. Shloishim u'meya mishkola, and it says its weight was 130, bechinas ha'meya u'shloishim shana. This refers to the 130 years that we spoke about yesterday, where Adam HaRishon, after ate from the Eitz Hadas, decided to abstain from relations with Chava for 130 years. That was part of his tshuva, part of his tikkun, to correct the pigam of the Eitz Hadas. Ki Adam HaRishon pogam be'munas chachomim. Adam HaRishon's act of eating from the Eitz Hadas was a pigam in emunas chachamim. Which chachamim? Ki loy hamin bi'atzmoy. He didn't have faith in himself. He didn't believe in himself. Shezehu gam kein pigam emunas chachamim. Kemo shekosev ba'toranal. Not believing in yourself is also an example of pigam emunas chachamim, like Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Torah Samach Aleph, in the first half. And as we elaborate on this topic in another place, this is where Rabbeinu Zal was speaking especially to Rav Nosson Zal and telling him, you know, at one point Rabbeinu Zal said to Rav Nosson Zal like a comment about emuna, about his emuna. And Rav Nosson Zal was like shocked, you know, me, and Rabbeinu Zal said, I mean in yourself. And because this is a very important point, a person who is really a sincere Jew, especially if he's a Talmud Chacham, a Yerei Shamayim, etc., such a person, one of the ways that the Yetzirah works against him is to be machlish datoy, to get the person not to believe in himself, not to believe that Hashem is listening to every word he's davening, not to believe that Hashem has nachas from every mitzvah he does, that his 5 shekel tzedakah is like somebody else's $5,000, or in every single iota of good that a person does, a machshava toiva. The Zohar HaKadosh says, less re'uso tavo desavin, that if a Jew has a rotzoin toiv, if a Jew says, I wish, if Hashem gives me money, I hope I'll have the schus to give a serious amount of tzedakah, or if Hashem will give me a wife, I'll do everything I can that to please Hashem, that our house will be a place of the Shechinah, that there should be Shalom Bayis, and that our house will be open to guests, Beis Vadlach, whatever I can do, that Hashem will have nachas. It won't be, I won't use her for myself, for my kavod. I'll use the kesher for Hashem's kavod. For a person to believe how much nachas Hashem has from every iota. Rabbeinu Zal once made a statement that a Jew moves his payah, and there are worlds, heavenly worlds, that move with him. That's how super important every single Jew is. And every move that a Yid makes affects everything in creation, you know, in the biggest way. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Kiloi hem en biatzmoi, shezeo gam kein p'gam agonus hachomim. Adam Rishon didn't believe him in himself, and in his case it was p'gam agonus hachomim. If he would have believed in himself, he wouldn't have let Nachash, what Nachash? The Nachash smart? Who cares? We know in every generation there's professors and scientists that means they're right. Because a person's smart, it means he's emet. It's two different things. We know Rav Nosson Zal brings most of the Chachamim, most of the major inventors ended up getting killed with their own invention. Why? One of the reasons is because they didn't realize that it wasn't their deep, deep wisdom that got them to it. Hashem has a date. Every single invention has a date in heaven written on it. Airplane, 1910. Car, 1856. When that date comes, that item, Hashem has made a decision that this Chochma should be presented to the world. Who's the Shliach for it? Again, Hashem has his reason for who he designates as the Shliach. But if the person has the audacity, the chutzpah, to take the credit for himself, to think, I did it, my knowledge, my wisdom, then it blows up in his face. Then he gets hurt by it. You know, doesn't help him. We know that emes is the most difficult item in life to get to. Rabbeinu Zal has one of the most incredible statements in the entire Likutei Moran in Torah Kuf Yud Beis. In Torah Kuf Yud Beis, I believe it is, where Rabbeinu Zal says that a person should be willing to pray his entire life to be zeuche to say one dibur emes. To be zeuche to speak to Hashem one dibur emes. It's worth praying an entire lifetime to be zeuche to say one dibur emes. That's how difficult this item of emes is, to be zeche to get to a real, pure emet in knowing what life is about and in knowing, you know, tachlis. Ki Odom HaRishon hoyokolu mikol nishmois hatzadikim. Odom HaRishon was a composite of the neshamois of all the tzadikim. Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, shekulam yotzu mimenu. All of them came from him. Ukishe'ovar al hatzivoi shetziva shemizborach. And when Odom HaRishon went against the instructions of Hashem, that Hashem commanded him based on his understanding and his interpretation of exactly what Hashem wanted him to do, Odom HaRishon knew. Odom HaRishon wasn't a kid. The Gemara says he was Rabbon Shel Malochim. The Malochim were listening to him speak. And they were roasting meat for him. That's what it says in the Medrash. He was the highest. He was able to see Misoifoi Lamatsoifoi. He had the clearest vision, the highest level of wisdom imaginable at that time when he was created. And when he ignored his own knowledge, when he went against the Tzivui, based on what he understood, Venoto achar atzas hanochosh ba'atzas ishtoi, and instead he allowed himself to be swayed to follow the advice of the nochosh, the snake, as his wife presented it to him. We know that when Hashem asked him, what do you do? He said, hanochosh hishiani. Hishiani means advised me. That's your advice? You need an advisor? That's who you went to get advice from? Mizeh nimshach pegam emunas chachomim. This was the first act of major pegam emunas chachomim, and this is what introduced pegam emunas chachomim into the world. Shohayu klulim boy kol hadoyrois, because in Odom HaRishon was kol all the generations to come, all the people to come were all within Odom HaRishon. And this is what laid the foundation for the machloikis between Kain and Hevel. Shubachinas kol hamachloikis al hatzadikim shebechol hadoyrois. That's the forerunner. That was the foundation of all the machloikis that all the tzadikim throughout all the generation would experience. Did Avram Avinu have machloikis against him? No. Only Rabbi Nach, the Breslovers have machloikis. Big question. How come, if Rabbi Nachman's such a big tzadik, how come there's people that are against him? People don't learn Chumash. They don't learn Navi. It's a simple answer. V'loi am ha'oretz chosid. If you're an Amoritz, of course you're not going to be a Chosid. What's the Shaila? If you don't learn Chumash and Navi, you don't know that everyone, Noach, we don't have to go to Avram, Noach had Machlaikis. When he said they showed up with sticks and stones, they wanted to break his bones. because he wanted to be machzer the people to tshuva. He was building a teva, and the purpose of the teva was that the people should see him building, they should be choyze b'tshuva. So they came, they wanted to break his bones, and Hashem sent lions and bears to tear him up, so Noah shouldn't get beaten up. And Avram Avinu was ivri. Ivri. Echod hoy Avram, he was one against the entire. There was no one who was not choylik on Avram Avinu. Not one. Everybody, including his own parents and family, just like today. Just like today. And Yitzchok Avinu, the machloikis, and Yaakov Avinu, Bikesh Yaakov, Leish B'shalva, Yosef HaTzadik. Let's go down the line. Let's go every single generation. Moshe Rabbeinu. Who had more machloikas than Moshe Rabbeinu, Rachmona Litzlan? From there, Paroi wanted to kill him. This one wanted everyone, at one after another, you know, running for his life. The Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, all the tzaddikim. Anyone who, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal had to run for his life, had to hide out for his life for 13 years. Why did he go into the cave? He didn't go in because there was central air conditioning there. He didn't go in because he liked it. He fell in love with Charuvin Caribs. He went because they wanted to kill him, because a Jew made a mistake. A Jew went and snitched, you know, spoke against Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal. There was a debate among the three rabbis that they said the Romans did such wonderful things for us, built bridges and everything. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal was the one who spoke pure emes. He said they did for us? Who are you kidding? They're not serving the people, they're serving themselves. Whatever they did only for themselves, self-serving. He told it like it is. Kimi machloikis kain al hevel, nimshach machloikis koirach al Moshe, kimuva. Because we know the Arizal shows that it's from the machloikis of kain against hevel, that was the basis for the machloikis of koirach against Moshe Rabbeinu. The Arizal shows that Moshe Rabbeinu came from hevel. The word hevel, we mentioned yesterday, the hey stands for the chamishachum sheitoira, which begin from beis and end with lamed. That's a remez to the connection between Hevel and Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Hevel. And Koirach comes from Kayin. We mentioned that the Pasuk Shivosayim Yukam Kayin. That Hashem said to Kayin that his tikkun will come over seven generations. And the Arizal brings that the word Yukam is Rosh Tevois Yisroi, Koirach, and Mitzri. That the three people who made the three major figures that Moshe Rabbeinu dealt with, the Mitzri whom he killed, Koirach whom he didn't kill him the same way as the Mitzri, but he had a face-off with him, and Koirach lost, and Hashem buried Koirach v'chol adosi and everything. And then Yisroi, whom Moshe Rabbeinu was Makarev, and in his chus we have the Torah Kedosh and everything, those were three branches of Kayin. Yisroi was the Toiv, and Koirach was the Ra, and the Mitzri was the Ra Gomor, you know, and Koirach was somewhere in between. That's why Ubnei Koirach Loimesu, the Arizal has a whole explanation of what it's all about. So we see that was part of the tikkun of the fact that Cain killed Hevel, that he came back Begilgal, and this time Hevel killed Cain. In all three situations, Hevel was the one who was misaking Cain. And the Arizal goes so far to say that we say every Friday night, we say Mizmor Shiva Mashabis, Tzadik Katomor Yifroch, that there's going to come a time when the Tzadik is going to blossom forth like a tomor, like a palm tree. The Arizal says that pasuk refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tzadik of all time. And when he's going to be at his height in Gan Eden, he's going to be the one to be Mesakein Koirach. The last letters of Tzadik Katomor Yifroch spell the word Koirach. That Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the one to make a tikkun for Koirach. Mizmor Shir Leim HaShabbos is Rosh Tevois LeMoshe. Iskashus to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shezeh b'chinas klal hamachloikis shal atzadik emes shebechol dor. The example of Koirach against Moshe Rabbeinu is the symbol of the machloikis of against the tzadik emes of each and every single generation. Ki bechol machloikis yeshboi nitzutzei machloikis koirach dosen vaviram kemuva. Because it's brought that in every machloikis, Rachmona Litzlan, there are sparks of dosen vaviram, koirach vadosoi, in it. Where the Gemara says, wherever it says nitzim, nitzovim, those kind of words, it's always a remez to dosen vaviram. That's their involvement. V'alkein, machmas shepogam odom rishon b'munas chachomim, sheze b'chinas pegam achilas eitz hadas toivora, al yidei ze nivgemo ho achilo. V'nigzar b'tzavoin toichalenu, b'zeh sapecha toichalechem. So because of Odom Rishon's pegam and Mus Chachomim, which in the eating of the Eitz Hadas toivara, that caused the food to be nifgam. Because as Rabbeinu Zal showed there in Likut Imran, that when a person is poigim and munas chachomim, then when they eat, instead of the food nourishing the brain and helping the brain expand, the vapors from the food go up to the brain and they cloud the brain. They block the person from being zoicha to eitza shlema, to eitza brura. So because of that, Hashem's decree was that the food will be messed up. Bitzovoin toichalenu, your eating will be with atzvus. We know Rabbeinu Zal brings in Sipurei Maisis that one of the most, and all health professionals know this, that when a person eats, if a person is upset and they eat, that's dangerous, mamish dangerous. Precisely in a happy frame of mind when they're eating, in order for the food to have the positive effects on the person. And again, bezeya sapecho toichalechem, you'll struggle to eat. Shemishom nimshach psoile samacho. It's as a result of these curses, beitzofo in toichlein of them, that our food has waste matter in it. When Hashem originally created the world, the food could have been mon. The mon was nivla bevoron. There was no concept of waste. Because of the pegam eitz hadas, that's what created a situation of toiv vora getting mixed up together. Because Adam Rishon chose to eat from the eitz hadas toiv vora, then he chose that the toiv vora should get all mixed up together. And now everything a Jew does in life, everything we do in life, we have to confront this combination of toiv vora, and we have to be smart enough to identify what's the toiv, what's the ra, and to be able to eliminate the ra and grab the toiv. Ad shenase psoiles gomor, to the point where we know there's actual waste matter in the food that we eat. Shehu ha'oinish shel hamalig al divrei chachomim. And we know the Gemara points out that this waste matter is directly associated with pegam emunas chachomim. Because the Gemara says a person who makes fun of the words of the chachomim, shenidoin betsoya roisachas. His punishment is that he's boiled in boiling filth, waste matter. Now here again, the Gemara isn't into graphics, into Hollywood. Why would the Gemara get so cute and have to tell us what he's boiled in yet? They have to be so specific. There's a message in it. The Gemara is pointing out what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about here, that you should know pegam emunas chachamim affects the food. That's what magnifies the waste matter of the food. Sheshom boim hoashanim sruchim umevalvlen esamoya shemishom boim hashem. It's from pegam emunas chachamim that these foul vapors come up from the food and they mess up the moyach. And all of this is the result of the waste matter that got attached to the food as a result of the chet of Adam Rishon. The alkane, heviu karas kesef shloishim amei mishkola. This is why they brought a silver plate which weighed 130 units. Umizrok echod kesef, and one receptacle made out of silver, shneim maleim soiles lemincha, and both had to have in them pure flour for a korb mincha. Soiles lemincha zebchinas tikkun hamacholim. This concept of this pure flour for the mincha, that represents tikkun hamaychol sheikro halechem. We know the most important maychol is lechem. This week's parsha says, "Ki lo yal halechem levado yichye ha'odom." That out of all the foods that achias is totally in, lechem is the highest. V'al yidei soiles lemincha tiknu pegam hamacholim, and by the nesiim bringing this soiles lemincha, this represents a tikkun for the food. V'alkein merumas bekaras kesef shnoisav shalom marishon, and this is why we said earlier that the words ka'aras kesef are bigimatria 930, the number of years of Adam Rishon, lesakein pegamoi, because again the nesiim were involved in being mesakein the pegam of Adam Rishon, pegam achila seitzadas. V'chein shloishim omeya mishkola keneged amei shloish mishana shoyled. And the 130, the weight of 130, corresponding to the 130 years that Adam Rishon was in abstention, where the Gemara says that even though he was in abstention from Chava, there were Ruchais and Shadim that were Mechameim him, and it resulted in Chas V'Shalom and in Pegam, in a sense. Ki kol ze nimshach mi Pegam hu ashanim sruchim. Because all of this was a result of those foul odor vapors, which come from pegam in emunas chachamim, sheheim mevalvelim hamoyach, they cloud the person's brain, ve'eno yochel lohoitzi mishpatei anhogos yishorois, and it blocks the person from being able to derive good judgment and good clear direction and etzah from the Torah. Rabbi Nizal explains there that each and every Jew has an obligation when he's learning to want to derive mishpatei hanhogois yeshorois from his learning. Unfortunately, there are many people that aren't aware of this. They don't know that one of the main purposes of the study of Torah is to be able to derive mishpatei hanhogois yeshorois, to know how to conduct yourself in life. Bein odom lechaveroi, bein odom lamokoim. And if a person is poigem and amunus chachamim, Rabbi Nizal said there, his brain becomes cloudy, he loses this ability. There are people who learn Torah, and the Torah teaches them how to cheat, steal, kill, arrogance, all of that stuff. They get it from the Torah, Rahman al-Islam. Because they don't have the proper direction. V'ikar ho'etza u'mishpatei anhogos yishorois tzrichin be'inyan zeh. And the main etza and knowing how to live properly is related to this topic, shehu shmiras habris, which is the concept of how to relate to the whole topic of men and women. Shetzrichin lishmores hamachshova mo'oid mo'oid, whereby Rabbeinu Zal taught us that step one in Tikkun HaBris is shmiras hamachshova, that a person has to be very careful not to let his mind slide into that realm of thinking bad thoughts, chas v'shalom, thinking thoughts of pegam HaBris. Validei huashanim sruchim, and as a result of these foul vapors, when a person's poigim and chachomim, and when he's eating, the eating doesn't have a positive effect, it has a negative effect, those foul vapors, he wasn't able, Adam Arishan wasn't able to get himself out of this inyan of pegam HaBris, afal pi she'osa oz tshuva gedoyla, even though he was doing incredible tshuva, upeiresh meishtoi, he separated from his wife for 130 years, but because of the pegam achila, that achila seitzadas, which causes ashanim sruchim to go up to the brain, this is what made a pesach for those ruchos and shedim to be able to have contact with him and to cause pegam HaBris. Avol me oines hamikrois loinitzo, from the oines of chashon mikra laila, that kind of thing, he wasn't saved. Kamo sham razal, as the chachamim tell us, during that 130 years. V'hakoil al yedei hu ashanim sruchim al. All of this came as a result of those foul vapors that go up to the brain from the food that the person eats, if he's poigim en amunas chachamim. V'zeu b'chinas shloishim umeya mishkolo. And this is why it says its weight was 130. This word mishkol is a very important word in Sifrei Kabbalah. Mishkolo bechinas hamaskolo. Ki ikar hamaskolo hu betaiva zois. In Aramaic, a shin exchanges for a tuf. Mishkol, the Aramaic word for mishkol, is maskolo, which is a word used in Sifrei Kabbalah to refer to klipas noiga, the concept of good and bad mixed together. The mishkal, the weight, you know, the two sides of the scale battling against each other. That mishkal refers to the battle between good and bad, especially when they're in close contact. Ki ikar hamiskala hu betaiva zois, because the main mishkal, the main balancing act is when it comes to this item. Hu bevadai odom arishon be'elu hameya shloshim shana hisgaber ma'oid. And we can be sure that Adam Rishon worked very hard during these 130 years to try to purify his mind from these thoughts. However, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that despite that, he was very good, but he wasn't 100%. He wasn't saved from Mikra Laila, that type of pegam, where these Shedim and Ruchos try their best to get at him during that period of time. Why? machmasu ashanim sruchim anal kanal. V'alkein heviu karas kesef. This is why each nosi brought this silver plate, shu keneged shnoisav shel Adam Arishon, corresponding to the 930 years of Adam Arishon, l'sakein kol zeh, to make a tikkun for this whole issue. Who are the nesiim? They are the chachamim. They were the chachmei hador. They were the leading rabbis of Klal Yisrael. They were the ones who worked at being mesakein the pigam of Adam Arishon, which was pigam emunas chachamim. Uboze himshichu tikun lepegam hamanhigim shel sheker. And through these korbonos that they brought, they effected a tikun for the pegam of all the false leaders, people who have leadership positions in Klal Yisrael and aren't qualified for it, chas v'shalom. Shelimudam me'elu hamoisrois, where their learning comes from the waste matter, from the excesses. Shenismochim l'Rebbe sheloikedin, whereby they are given rabbinical ordination improperly. Shezeo b'chinas chet kayin shehizgabra al hevel b'chinam. This is the concept of the pigam of Kayin, who attacked Hevel wrongly. V'harogo, and he killed him. Shemishom kol hamachloikes shel achshov. And that's the basis of all the machloikes that Klal Yisrael has today, all the divisiveness, especially among the Talmidei Chachamim, like the Gemara says, Kategoria Shebein Talmidei Chachamim. Paragraph Lamed Vov, Gam Ka'aras Bigimatria Teisha. Rab Nelson Zal says the word Ka'aras itself is Bigimatria 770, Tof Shin Ayin, Bechinas, as the Pusik says, I believe in Tehillim or in Shoshirim, Mayov Eshes Shein. His intestines are carved out from shein, like a kind of bone. V'dorsh razal, umuva bepirush rashi, ze toiras kohanim. This pasuk is merames to the chumish vayikra, which is called toiras kohanim, shehunosun biemtzo hachamisha chumoshim, which is in the center of the five books. You have Bereishis Shmos in front of it, Bamidbar Dvorim after it, vayikra is right in the middle, kimeayim halolu, like the intestines, which are in the middle of the body. Ki toiras kohanim medaber mi korbonois shehem tikken hamacholim shenifgim wayeh chet Adam Rishon. Because Chumash Vayikra is all about the korbonois. The korbonois are the main tikkun for pegam ha-maichel, pegam achilas ha-tzadas. Ki tzrichin le'echol bebechinas achilas korbonois. Because a Jew today, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, has to see to it that his eating should be korbonois. Sheyiyeh ha-shulchon mechaper kamizbeach. The Gemara says, Bizman she-Beis HaMikdash kayom, the mizbeach would atone for all sins. Today that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Shulchonoi Shelodo Mechaper Kamizbeach. When? If he eats like a mensch. If he eats kosher, he's careful about what he eats, he makes a bracha with kavana before he eats, after he eats, he invites guests, he follows all the guidance of the Torah. V'alkein nirmas Torah skahanem baposuk meyov eshes shein. And this is why this Chumash Vayikra, which is called Torah skahanem, is merumas in this posuk meyov eshes shein. This word eshes, which is bigimatria ka'aras, which the Nesiim brought, bechinas tikun hameyayim. It's the tikkun for the intestines. Shehem klei bishul ho'achila. That's one of the organs which participates in processing the food, digesting the food. Levarara mehamoisrois. To clear out, to filter out the things that need to be filtered out from the food. V'ze bechinas karas kesef, soilus. And that's why in this karas kesef they had this pure flour that was used for the korb mincha, shehu tikun hamacholim me'ashanim sruchim kanal. This is the concept of purifying the food from those foul vapors. Ki b'hakayra oichlen hamacholim. Because in a plate, you eat in a plate. V'alkein ka'aras bigimatria eshes, b'chinas me'ov eshes shein, b'chinas korbonois tikun hamacholim. That's the connection between these two terms. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds another paragraph on this word ka'aras. Gam ka'aras oisiois akeres, kemuva b'medrash rabba. The medrash also says that the word the karas kesef that they brought was a tikkun for the akeres habayis. Bechinas emuna shenikras akeres habayis, kiyodua. This corresponds to the midah of emuna, which is always referred to as Malchus. Emunah, just like a melech, is nothing on his own. Without the people, ein melech b'loam. A chacham has his chachma here. A gvura has his gvura in his muscles. A melech, what does he have? He has nothing. He has authority given to him by the people. By the people, for the people. So Malchus is compared to the moon that has no light of its own. It receives. It receives from the sun. Emunah also is something that has no light, no chachma, blind faith. Faith is in what you don't understand, what you don't see, what you can't see, that's Emunah. So Emunah is referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as Akeres Habayis, the woman. She is the foundation of the Emunah Bitochin. She is the receiver. The husband is the Mashpia, the woman is the Mekabel. She is the Malchus. Sheze b'chinas mi kashem elokeinu hamagbihi lo shoves hamashpili lirois b'shamayim v'oretz. Who is like Hashem, who is so high, and he lowers himself to look down on us. Mikimi me ofor dol me ashpo isiorem evyoin. Hashem lifts up the pauper from the garbage. From the garbage, he elevates from the ofor, from the dirt, me ashpo isiorem evyoin. From the garbage, he lifts up the evyoin. Moishivi akeres habayis, and he restores the akeres habayis, meaning shebaoitzem govoi, out of Hashem's incredible greatness, shehu yisborach magbihi loshoves, that he sits on high, humashpil lirois lohokim hadal voevyoin me'ofra vashpois mamish. Hashem lowers himself to look down upon us humble souls, on us lowly people, to take us out of the garbage. What's the garbage? Shehem ho ashanim sruchim. That's those foul vapors. That's that waste matter that comes from the food. Vashem yisporach berachmov mashgiach al elu hadalim voevyoinim meadas. Shenoflu laofer ulaashbois mamish. Hashem, with his great kindness, supervises, looks out on the poor, lowly people who are lacking in das, where it was so lacking in das, and therefore we've fallen into the dirt and into the filth. And these foul odors are surrounding us and clouding our brains tremendously, so that we don't have clarity in knowing what to do in life, what direction to take in every aspect of our life. Ukeshehem chosim alatzmon, and when these people take pity on themselves, v'tzoyakim l'Hashem yisborach, and they cry out to Hashem, azai hu yisborach merachim aleim, Hashem takes pity on them, v'sholeach aleim mayim tohirim, and Hashem says, sends purifying waters, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, that the pasuk says, "Vezorakti alechem mayim tohirim v'tiharte mikol tumoisechem," that there are certain purifying waters that have the ability to purify a person from these tumois. Umekimom me'ofor, and Hashem lifts us up out of the dirt. Umeashpois sruchim oelu, He takes us out of this smelly filth. Ki elu hamayim tohirim. Shehem hasforim kedoshim. These purifying waters, which are the holy books that are being written in every single generation, the thousands of Sforim that the Chachamim are writing. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in that chapter in Likutei Moran, that the tikkun of Emunas Chachamim is in the thousands of Sforim that are being generated by the rabbis in every generation, and to the degree that a Jew shows respect and love for every single Sefer. Number one, he tries to learn as much as he can, and even what he can't learn, he loves it. He respects it. He has an appreciation for it. Every time he hears a new Sefer came out, it's like a new child was born to Klal Yisrael. A new light, a gift, mamish. This is part of what's going to bring Mashiach closer. This is what's part of what's going to bring the Jews to their senses. Every Sefer is Moisiv Das and direction. That they're all metarim mikol hagilulim. They purify us from all the avodah zaras. Bechinas v'zorakti aleichem mayim tohirim. Utahartem mikol tumoisechem, umikol gilulechem atareschem, and I'll purify you from all your dung, all your filth and garbage, all the pigamim unaschachamim, which we said leads to these ashanim sruchim. Rabbeinu Zal there brings a proof from Doeg HaAdoimi, if you recall, who lived during the time of Dovid HaMelech, and he was the one who, with his chachma, he was the Av Bezdin at the time, and he came to the conclusion that Dovid HaMelech is Enoi Roi Lova Bikal. He wanted to exclude Mashiach from Klal Yisrael, to say he don't belong, he ain't a member, he's not qualified to be a member. And the Gemara says about Doyeg HaDoimi that he was netzar, that he used to hold himself in. When he had to go to the bathroom, he would hold himself in and not go because he wanted to learn, etc. And Rabbeinu Zal shows that that's this whole concept of the limud from Moisrois. That's these ashanim sruchim that go up and cloud the brain and mess up the person's thinking, so he draws the wrong conclusions from the Torah. Ein alocha kamoisoi. That chapter in Likutei Moran is something awesome. Torah Samach Aleph, which was one of Rabbeinu Zal's Rosh Hashanah shiurim, you know, where he elaborates on these topics. Vezehu lohishivi im nedivim, im nedive amoi. Dovid HaMelech says there that Hashem took me out of the lowest places and he lifted me up and he gave me the privilege to sit with the tzaddikim, with the nedivim, with the nedive amoi. Shemezake oisam sheyu nechlolim im kol hanefoshois shenechlolim bat tzaddik oemes. Hashem takes people who are originally on a very low madrega and he lifts them up, he elevates them, he gives them the schus to join and to be part of the nefoshois that are part of the tzaddik emes, befrat barosh Hashanah, especially on Rosh Hashanah. Shaitezeh nase simcha. And this generates tremendous simcha, as the Pasuk says, Oir tzadikim yismach. That when by the tzadikim there's light, that brings joy. Kamashikos of Shama, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there at the end of that Torah. Vezehu im nedive amoi. Loishivi im nedivim, im nedive amoi, Dovid HaMelech said. That Hashem gives me the privilege of sitting with the nedive amoi, with the great philanthropists of Klal Yisrael. Who are they? Sheheim hatzadikim v'hachachomim amitiim. Those are the great tzadikim and chachomim. Shezochu ato loshu v'lahamin bohem. Meaning that now Klal Yisrael was zochet to do tshuva and to restore their faith in the chachomim. Vezehu, this is why that paragraph finishes. Moishivi akeres habayis. Hashem restores the akeres habayis. He restores our faith. Bechina semuna. Vezehu eim habonim semecha. Kaideze nase simcha. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there at the end of that chapter in the Likutei Moran that when these tikkunim are accomplished, it generates tremendous simcha. Bechinas oir tzadikim yismach. Bechinas chodi Rabbi Shimon. Like that chapter in the Likutei Moran begins with a quote from the Zohar HaKadosh that Rabbi Shimon rejoiced. He was very happy. Kamay shekos v'sham, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in that chapter, Torah Samach Aleph, Ayin Shom. If you'll learn that chapter in the Likutei Moran, you'll see how all of this ties together. Paragraph Lamed Ches. So that was the Karas Kesef Achas, Shloishim Emei Mishkola. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues. The next thing that the Nesiim brought was Mizrok Echod Kesef, a receptacle also made out of silver. Pirush Rashi, Keneged Noyach, that this corresponds to Noyach. Shivim Shekel, and the value of this Mizrak was Shivim Shekel, B'Shekel HaKodesh, Keneged Shivim Umois Sheyotsu Mimenu, corresponding to the 70 nations who came forth from Noyach. Kol Achas Yesh Lo Ksav V'Loshoin, and each one of these nations has their own language, their own writing, their own form of writing. V'Yisroel Nivcharu Mehem B'Ksav V'Loshna Kodesh, and the Jewish people were selected and chosen from among all the nations. Our language is called Loshen HaKodesh, and our ksav, our writing, our script is Kedusha. Shebishvil ze nitztave noyach bebinyan hatevo lehatziloi b'schus Moshe sheyetze mimenu sheyiten es haTorah liYisrael. This is why Noyach was commanded to build the teva to save him and his family. It was all in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, who would eventually come forth from him, who would give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. Bebechinas, as it says over there in Parshas Noyach, b'shagom hu basor v'hoyo yomov me'ev esrim shana. And the Zohar HaKadosh says over there, the word b'shagom is b'gematria Moshe, exactly. Moshe hu basor, Moshe Rabbeinu is the man, v'hoyu yomov me'ev esrim shana, who will live 120 years, and he will be the tikkun for Klal Yisrael. And for him, it's worth saving Noyach and his family, etc. Kemuva, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh. V'chol ze merames al tikkun yedei haksiva, Shehu Ksav Yisrael, Shenestakein Al Yidei Elu HaKrobonois, Shetiknu Pegam HaMunis Chachom Kanal. In that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbein Ezra writes that when there's Pegam HaMunis Chachomim, it results in the writings of the Jewish people being weakened, our Yidei HaKsiva and the Yidei HaSmicha. When a tzaddik appoints, when a rabbi appoints the next rabbi, he does it with his hands. V'somach yodav, he gives him smicha. That smicha, which is dependent on the yadayim, and the ksiva, which is dependent on the yadayim, those become nifgam. When there's pegam emunas chachamim, the hands become weakened. The hands represent emuna. There's a pasuk in the Torah, vayihi yodav emuna, when Moshe Rabbeinu was being davening to Hashem. So when there's pegam emunas chachamim, the yadei haksiva and the yadei hasmicha are weakened. So Rab Nosson Zal says here that this is the remez to the 70 over there, the Shivim Shekel, to the 70 nations, to the fact that our Loshoin and our Ksav are chosen from among all the other Ksiv and Loshoinois. And it gets its tikkun through these Korbonois, which the Nesiim brought. And they were Mesakim Gamal Sachamim. Shaydeze Nichna Haksav Shel Kol HaShivim Umois. This weakens and lowers the strength and power of the decrees of the other nations, their ksav, v'nesale haksav shel Yisrael, and the ksav of the Jewish people is elevated, which is the Torah Kedoshah, in our writings, shezel b'chinas shivim shekel, that's the remez in this shivim shekel, the weakening of the shivim umais, and the elevation of the shivim nefesh, yoytze mitzrayim, the klal Yisrael, which was founded from the 70 nefoshes of Bnei Yaakov. Paragraph Lamites, then it says, Kaf Achas Asora Zohov Maleik Toiris. One spoon, which was valued at 10 gold pieces, which was full with Ktoiris. Ze Bechinas Iker Shlemus Hatikun Shezoichnai de Ribui Hasfora Magdoishim. This represents the true level of Tikun that's achieved through the multitude of Sforim that are generated by the Chachomim. Shaydeze nichlolin be'evan shesia kodshei kodoshim. That's how we're zeichet to plug into the evan shesia, which was in the Holy of Holies, the kodshei kodoshim. Sheshom omdu luchay so evan. That's where the tablets made of stone were. Shenichtevu aleim aseres hadibrois, which had inscribed on them the ksav Hashem, the ksav of the Torah Kedosha. Sheze bechinas kaf achas asora zov, kama shapirosh rashi sham, shukneged aseres hadibrois, shenitnu miyodoi shalakodesh borochu. Kaf means a spoon, kaf is a hand. This refers to that which was given to us from Hashem's hands, which were the Ten Commandments. Kaf achas asora zov, that's the aseres hadibrois, which came kavyocho from Hashem's hands. Vezehu maleo ktoiris, filled with ktoiris. Ki ikar haklolius vahaknisel beis kodshe kodoshim yom kippur, hu al yidei haktoiris shemavaram hatoiv meim ki aklipos kedua. Because the main thing that allowed the Kohen Gadol to be able to go into the kodesh hakodoshim on yom kippur was the ktoiris that he brought. What is ktoiris? Ktoiris is birur hatoiv mehara. You can't have ktoiris without ra. It had to have the chelbana, which had a terrible, foul odor to it. You have to put together good-smelling stuff with bad-smelling and put it in a way that it has a tremendous tikkun and biror, ki odu, as is known. Ki ktoiris reyach toiv mo'oid. Ktoiris had an incredible, good smell. Shemesakein umevarer hamachshovo meho ashanim sruchim, which clears up the brain from the foul odors, the foul vapors that went up to the brain, from pegam achila, pegam emunas chachamim, shehem habilbulim v'hamachshovois v'hirhurim roim hamesavavim es hamoyach. This refers to the confusion and the bad thoughts and everything that surround the brain, shehem sirchoin mamish, which are disgusting. Literally disgusting. The disgusting thoughts, Rachman Aslan. The chol hatikun al yedei ktoiris. And the tikkun for this is the ktoiris. Shehu reyach niflo digdusha gavoya ma'oid. This represents the most unbelievable good smell, good item in smell. Shemavara misham, which were zechet mimavara from there. Ubishvil ze hevi kol echot me'anasim ktoiris. And now you could understand this incredible question. Who brings ktoiris? Kohanim bring ktoiris. What kind of ridiculous thing? Whoever gave rishus for the Nesiim to bring ktoiris? af al pi shehu loy kedin. This was not al pi standard halacha. Ki hoya letzoyrech shoh. This was an exception. There's something called in Yiddishkeit hoiroas shoh, that tzaddikim, in certain emergency situations, are allowed to mamish change an item in the Torah if they feel it's necessary to save mamish, to save Klal Yisrael. And again, this is obviously a very delicate thing. Moshe Rabbeinu had hoiro asho, you know, lesaken sirchoin hora shel cheto egel. We mentioned earlier that the Mishkan, the main purpose of the Mishkan was tikkun of pegam egel azov. Remember, we said, and these Purim that the Nesim brought were the tikkun for the egel. The mother comes and cleans up the mess that the baby made. Remember, so they knew that the Mishkan is a tikkun for the egel azov, and the egel azov we said earlier was pegam emunas chachamim. They didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. They said ki zehu ish Moshe. We don't know what happened to him. They were questioning Moshe Rabbeinu in an improper way. So the Nesim knew, Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet together with the Nesim to realize that this caused tremendous ashanim sruchim. There's pegam emunas chachamim, there's cloudy brains that gave the Yidden, that confused the Yidden to allow them to participate with the Erev Rav and an Egel Azov and everything. The tikkun for it had to be ktoiris, reyach toiv, deodorant. You sprayed a deodorant to get rid of the foul odors. To get rid of the siruchin rashegla shubegamim unasachamim shehemiru eskvoidoi betavnis shoir oichaleisa, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, that they exchanged, they traded in Hashem's kavoid for an ox eating grass for the egel. Va'omer Rabbi Seinazal, and the Gemara says on that pasuk, ein lecha meshukotz kamoi shor b'shasu achila. There's nothing more disgusting than an ox, a cow, while it's eating. You see the phlegm mix with it, it takes it in and it spits it back out. That's mamish. The word disgusting, the Gemara uses specifically for this act of shoyer oichalesev. And look how that's what the Pasuk in Tehillim calls the Egel Azov. It was disgusting, it was these Ashanim Sruchim. He was Pegam Emunah, the exact wording that Rabbeinu Zal uses to define Pegam Emunah Schachomim, Pegam Achila. That's exactly how the Torah happens to describe the Pegam of the Egel Azov. Marames Shepog Moidei Zeh Ba'achila Moid. This is a remez that the act of the Egel Azov was major Pegam Achila. This revived the Eitz Hadas Toivara. Because the Gemara says that when Chava gave the advice to eat from Eitz Hadas, the Gemara uses the wording Tanochosh Hitil Bo Zuamo. The snake injected into Chava a filth, Zuamo, that's the word. Like a seed, Chas V'Shom, a seed of sin. Because, and Rabbeinu Zal explains in the Kutimran that when a person takes advice from somebody, it's like a marriage. Just like in marriage, the husband is mashpia, zera, to the wife. So too, when a person gives etzah, he's being mashpia. And where does the zera originate? In the brain. So when a person is giving advice to somebody, he's being mashpia, tipe hamoyach, into that other person. That's why it used the word over there, hanochosh hishiani. Adam's Orishan said, the nochosh married me, nisuim. Nisuin, hishiani, milosh nisuin. Rabbeinu Zal says getting advice from a tzaddik is nisuin digdusha. Getting advice from other places is nisuin diklipa. And the Gemara says that filth stopped when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, posko zuamosam. That filth terminated. It was out. When they worshipped the Egel Hazov, it brought it back. Why? Again, that same zuama, that same eitzara, that same pigam achilas eitzadas, that cloudiness where you lose the power of eitzah, you make all the wrong decisions. Ki gormu sheyalu ashanim sruchim hamevalv lemoid. They cause that these foul odors should go up to the brain, which confuse the person tremendously. Vayidei haktoiris tiknu zois. And Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nesim knew that they had to use the most incredible medication. They had to have the most powerful deodorant. What is it? Ktoiris. That's the highest level deodorant. Paragraph Mem. Par Echod Ben Bokor. So we said that in addition, the Nesim brought Par Echod, Ayil Echod, and Keves Echod. The Par was connected to Avram Avinu, the Ayil connected Yitzchak Avinu, and the Keves connected Yaakov Avinu. Keneged Avram, Kemo Shapirosh Rashi Sham, as Rashi Kodesh says over there in Chumash. Ze Bechinas Kedusha Seretz Yisrael, Shetzrichem Lahamshech Gam Bechutz Loretz, Ulahatzel Megerush. Rav Nosson Zal says this is Merames to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which Klal Yisrael has a responsibility to draw the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael into Chutz Loretz. And not the opposite, that Hashem should get angry at the Jews and take the Jews from Eretz Yisrael and throw them into Chutz Loretz, Chas V'Shalom, which is called Gerush, K'man Shikos Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Samach Aleph. He says that one of the results of this, B'gam Amos Chacham, is that the Yidden get driven out from Eretz Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom. Ki Avraham hu harishoin shemotza kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was the first one to found the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. K'mo Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, he was the one who was told, Lech lecho me'atzecho el ha'oretz asher areko. Valkein merumas bepar ben bokor, and this is why it's merumas, Avraham Avinu's merumas in the par ben bokor, shu bechinas vel ha'bokor rotz Avraham. Remember, he was the one who ran to bring, to give bokor to the malochim to eat when they came to him. Ki Isa, because it's brought in the Zohar HaKodesh, Shekisherotz Vorodaf Achar HaBen Bokor Bishvil Hachnosa Soerchim, that what happened was, Avram Avinu was a real host. Avram Avinu wanted to give each one of his three guests the finest tongue, the most choicest of meat. So he took three Bokor and lined them up to shecht all three. Each one gets a whole tongue. He shechted the first one, no problem. Shechted the second one, no problem. Turned around to the third one, and it started walking away. Walking away, he walked after it. It walked a little faster. Faster, faster, faster. And it led him to the Me'oras HaMachpelah. That's how he discovered that third cow is the one who led him into, it went into that cave. He went in there, he looked, and he saw a dazzling light that he met, and he found the Shar Gan Eden. That was when he discovered the Shar Gan Eden. It says, Oz Borach al Me'oras HaMachpelah, that Bokor ran into the Me'oras HaMachpelah, Vayideze Motzo Avram es Kedushas Me'oras HaMachpelah. That's how Avram Avinu discovered the holiness of the Me'oras HaMachpelah. Me'oras HaMachpelah Sheshom Nigbaru Ha'ovois V'Ha'imohois Ze Iker HaNachala Shekono Avram Be'eret Yisrael Tchila. This Me'oras HaMachpelah, where the greatest tzaddikim of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov were buried, and the Imohai Sagdoshim, that's the Iker Nachla that Avram Avinu purchased in Eretz Yisrael. We talk about buying real estate. The first piece of real estate that Avram Avinu bought in Eretz Yisrael, the most important by far, was the Me'oras HaMachpelah. V'hi Tchilas Yerushosoyes Eretz Yisrael. That was the beginning of his real estate investment in Eretz Yisrael, in acquiring Eretz Yisrael. Ki ho ikar sheyamshich kedushas Eretz Yisrael ad sheyizkeh lehikover sham. Because the main thing is to be zeichet to draw the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael upon yourself so fully to the point where the person is even zeichet to be not just to live there, but to be buried there, to become mamish physically part of Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein romzu bepar ben bokor. And this is why the pasuk is merames to Avram Avinu in the par ben bokor, kedusha, and it's the remez for kedusha Eretz Yisrael shehemshich Avram Avinu. This is a remez to kedusha Eretz Yisrael that Avram Avinu was mamshich on Klal Yisrael.